is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born in Hutchinson, Kansas, in 1914, who usually wrote in the early morning, sat down with a pen, paper, took a look out the window, and waited for something to happen. William Stafford, who wrote, "In the winter, in the dark hours, when others were asleep, I found these words and put them together by their appetites and respect for each other. In stillness, they jostled, they traded meanings while pretending to have only one." It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, one of the best known of the leaders of the Revolution, the inventor of bifocals and the glass harmonica, who, on his way across the Atlantic Ocean, charted the Gulf Stream. He chased tornadoes on horseback. He founded America's first circulating public library. And as the author and publisher of Poor Richard's Almanac, he circulated adages such as, "Little strokes fell great oaks." And it's the birthday of Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay in Louisville in 1942, who started boxing when he was 12 years old after his bicycle got stolen. Muhammad Ali, whose motto was, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee," won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship in 1964. His coach, Angelo Dundee, said of Muhammad Ali, "Of all the fighters I've ever known, only he could make the heavy bag sing when he hit it. He ran 11 miles to the gym from the hotel and back every day along the causeway. He was always the first in and the last out of the gym. He is the most unspoiled kid I've ever had." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Susie Patlove, entitled First Cutting. What is the hayfield in late afternoon, that it can fly in the face of time, and light can be centuries old, and even the rusted black truck I am driving can seem to be an implement born of some ancient harvest, and the rhythmic baler, which spits out massive bricks tied up in twine, can seem part of a time before now, because light glitters on the hay dust, because the sun is sinking and we sweat under the high arc of midsummer, because our bodies cast such long shadows, Rebecca with the baby strapped to her back, the men who throw impossible weight to the top of the truck, the black and white dog that races after mice or moles whose lives have been suddenly exposed. How does the taste of my sweat take me down through the gate of childhood, spinning backwards to land in a field painted by Bruegel, where the taste of salt is the same, and the same heat rises in waves off a newly flattened field? In the duskiness of slanted light, we laugh just as we laughed then, because there is joy in what the earth gives, allowing our bodies to mingle with it, our voices small on the field, our work assuring the goats can give milk, the sheep can grow wool, and we will have in our bones the taste of something so old it travels in light. First Cutting, a poem by Susie Patlove from her collection Quickening, published by Slate Roof and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noriko Okabe. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.